I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the reading that we just heard from the Gospel of John, and particularly the word revealed, which is used in some translations, which is a very important word in John, the word revealed. So I'm going to tell you a story without breaking anybody's confidences in any way, but a couple weeks ago I had a call from somebody who's not part of this parish community anyway. Never met him before, has not ever been here. But he asked if I would bless his mother's ashes, which were in her urn. He didn't have any connection with the church, but his mother had been an Anglican in her growing up anyway. And he said this is something that she had wanted after she died. So we made an appointment. So this week he came in. Don't know this guy at all. And he very respectful to me, you know, told me father very, very respectfully, but made it very clear at the same time that while his mother wanted to do this, he didn't think this religious stuff was very, very significant. Said that very clearly to me in a very polite way, I must say, but you know, she wanted it, but religion, don't need it. And we stood at the altar right here, and the urn of ashes was in the middle. He stood in front of the altar, and I stood behind the altar. And first thing I should say is I really like this guy, like just instantaneously. Came up very self-disclosing, told me how he was feeling, and told me about his mom, just about what her life had been like, the challenges that she'd had, what it was like growing up together, and some of the resolutions that happened in her life. Again, just very, very self-disclosing, and really touched by that. And when it came to the time, we, you know, it's that prayer of commendation. If you remember that, receive into your hands, O Lord, your servant, a sheep of your own fold. I don't know if you remember that part from the funeral liturgy. It's kind of towards the end, which you're kind of just saying almost your kind of final blessing on this person. So at that point, I invited him and I said, would you like to place your hands on this urn with me? And he said, yeah. And then we placed our hands on and said, receive into your hands, O Lord, your servant, a sheep of your own fold. This is, yeah, I guess the ironic thing is you can't do anything more religious than that. In a sense, if you're going to kind of define what religious is, go back to the dawns of time. Well, a priest standing in a sacred place, praying for the deceased, that's about as religious as you could possibly get. But at the same time, people, I could have done that at that point and said, oh, by the way, you realize I have a degree in religious studies as well as theology. And in my study of religious studies, I would point out to you, this is an archetypal expression of religion. You know, I could have said that. And people talk about the importance of something called apologetics. And apologetics is when you explain to people very rationally why their understandings about their faith or their misunderstandings about the faith of the church may be incorrect. You know that people have certain misconceptions, and your job is to kind of help them think more rationally about it and understand it. There is certainly a place for that and a time for that. But the place and time for that was not at that particular moment. I did have a thought. I had a couple of thoughts while we were standing there together, which I'll share with you at the end, which have to do with this word reveal, which the Lord wants to speak to us about in the context of the Gospel of John, the word reveal, which is an important word in John in general. So at this point in the story, I'd love to talk to you about Jesus and Peter's little very interesting little conversation about the three times I love you. I'm not going to talk about that this time, but I want to talk to you about something else. At this point in the story, the disciples have gone back to fishing. Now they've been, Jesus has risen, Christ has revealed himself to them, but something doesn't seem to have sunk in because they have gone back to the activities that they know and they were committed to before they had even met Jesus in the first place. Before he'd appeared, before they'd known him in person, before his resurrection, and before his crucifixion. As one person puts it, their returning to their former life demonstrates almost a kind of aimlessness. You know how it is. You're not sure what to do. You feel confused. You just kind of go back into your regular routine, right? And this is what they're doing. An aimlessness, which actually is born of a kind of desperation in a way. Well, how do we make sense of this? We're confused. We don't understand what this is. Boys, we might as well just go back fishing because that's what we know. John uses, again, this very particular word in this scene, which is the word revealed. It says, at least in the translation I was using earlier, it says, this is how Jesus revealed himself. And it's a word that's used throughout the Gospel of John. It's used at the very beginning when it talks about how the Word became flesh and revealed himself to the world. And it's talked about how Jesus does his seven signs. And this is how Jesus revealed himself to his disciples. And the image that comes to mind, I think this is from maybe from C.S. Lewis or something, talking about God. And he goes, this door only opens from the inside. That is, God is here on this side of the door. We're on that side of the door, just momentarily speaking, metaphorically speaking. Jesus is here. We're on this side of the door. And the door only opens from the inside. That is, Jesus reveals himself when he chooses to reveal himself. And he has chosen at the beginning of the Gospel of John to reveal himself, to come unexpectedly into the world in order to restore its order, beauty, and dignity, and that of human beings as well. And he has decided at this moment, the moment of the disciples' greatest aimlessness and confusion, despite everything that happens, and despite the fact that some of them didn't do very well during the crucifixion, Peter especially, he has decided at this moment of confusion to reveal himself. And whatever happened, and we could talk about that another time, this revealing of himself clarified the past, the present, and the future. There's all kinds of interesting images here about Jesus took the bread and gave it to them. That may remind us of something, conceivably, but the point is, there's not a lot of explanation here, but there is a lot of Jesus simply being with, opening himself up, revealing himself. So I had a couple of thoughts when I was standing at the altar with this very nice young man who didn't want to do anything religious, but was gladly entering into something religious with me. First of all, as I said, that I didn't think this was time for me to be quoting Thomas Aquinas to him or doing some kind of apologetics. And that is because God was there. God was already there. I didn't need to bring him into the room because there he was, right on the altar and right with us. And two, the presence of Jesus is its own proof. The presence of the risen Christ, put it in a third way, the presence of the risen Christ is the proof of the resurrection. His simple presence with us. Or put it another way, I just particularly like this quote from somebody I really like. God is the answer to his own question. God asks us a question, and then he answers the question for us. Simply, his presence is self-authenticating. His presence proves him. He's the answer to his own question. Jesus says, I think it's in the Gospel of Matthew, he says, do not be afraid, little flock. The Lord, the Father has decided to give you the kingdom. So even when we are confused, or like Peter, just a little bit ashamed, or with a sense of aimlessness, or we're uncertain, that's Jesus' promise to us. I'm the good shepherd. Do not be afraid, little flock. I have decided to give you the kingdom. And on Wednesday of this week at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there it was, the kingdom, for a few minutes, just revealed between the two of us in the holy place. And that's proof enough. So let us remember, even if sometimes, maybe you don't ever feel this way, but sometimes if we feel aimless or we feel confused, we feel disoriented, we feel ashamed, we feel uncertain, that we don't have to make God, we don't have to pull down God from heaven. That door opens from the inside. And he has said, little flock, don't worry, I choose to give you the kingdom, and reveals himself to us in whatever way he chooses. Maybe this week we could pray a prayer that goes like this. Risen Lord Jesus, good shepherd, reveal yourself to us during the course of this week, in the events of our lives. Show us your kingdom. And that is enough. Amen.